Hello students, welcome to the audio module for class 11th. I am Sona Oke, computer science teacher from Atomic Energy Central School number 3 Tarapur. Let's move to the lesson now. In this session, we are going to see a few programs using arithmetic operators. Let's see the first program. See the slide number 2 for the question. Question goes like this. Write a program to convert temperature in degree Celsius to degree Fahrenheit. The formula for converting a temperature in degree Celsius to degree Fahrenheit is temperature in degrees Fahrenheit equal to temperature in degree Celsius into 9/5 + 32. Students, when we see this kind of programs, first find out what is the objective. Here, the objective of the program is to convert a temperature in degree Celsius to Fahrenheit. The input to the program is a temperature in degree Celsius. The input can be given using a keyboard. Output of the program is a message saying temperature in degree Fahrenheit is, then it should print the result of the expression. Suppose C is the variable used for taking input. Let's write the expression in Python. Assume F is the temperature in Fahrenheit. Then the expression will be like this. F is equal to C into 9/5 + 32. Now take the input and apply it on the expression. Then print F as the result. See slide number 3 for the program. C is equal to int input enter temperature in Celsius. F is equal to C into 9/5 + 32. Print temperature in Fahrenheit is, comma, F. See the output. If we input 37 degrees Celsius as temperature, then the program evaluates and produces 98.6 as output. Let's move to the next program. See slide number 4 for the question. Write a program to calculate the amount payable if money has been lent on simple interest. Principal or money lent is equal to P. Rate of interest is R, percentage per annum. Time equal to T years. Then simple interest SI is equal to P into R into T divided by 100. Amount payable is equal to principal plus SI. P, R and T are given as input to the program. Take inputs P, R and T using keyboard. Apply them on the expression. You will get the desired result. First, let us write the expressions in Python. There are two expressions that we have to convert into Python. First expression for calculating simple interest is like this. SI equal to P star R star T divided by 100. Second expression for calculating amount payable is like this. AP equal to P plus SI. See slide number 5 for the program. P equal to int input input principal amount. R equal to int input input rate of interest. T equal to int input input time in years. SI equal to T into R into T divided by 100. AP equal to P plus SI. print amount payable equal to comma AP. Let's run and see the output of this program. When we give input as P equal to 1000, R equal to 10, T equal to 2 years, the output produced is 1200.0. Let's see another program. This program is to swap two numbers without using a third variable. First, take two inputs to variables A and B. Now, add them and keep their sum in the first variable, that is A. A equal to A plus B. Then subtract the second variable from the first, keeping the result in the second variable. This way, we will get the value of first variable in the second variable. B equal to A minus B. Again, subtract B from A, like A equal to A minus B. Now, A received the value of B. See the program in slide number 6. A equal to int input, input a number. B equal to int input, input a number. Print before swapping A is equal to comma A, B is equal to comma B. A is equal to A plus B, B equal to A minus B, A equal to A minus B. Print after swapping A equal to A, B equal to B. Now see the output. When we enter A equal to 10 and B equal to 20, we get output like before swapping A equal to 10, B equal to 20, and then after swapping A equal to 20, B equal to 10. Moving on to the last program. This program is to print a string good morning n times. Here n is the integer number entered by the user. Refer slide number 7. N is equal to int input, input a number. Print good morning backslash n star n. Here, star operator repeats the string n times. Backslash n is used for printing a new line after each good morning string. This brings us to the end of the session. In this session, we have learned to write and execute four programs. Hope you all have learned well. Try to execute all the programs practically. We will continue learning with coming sessions. Keep learning.